Good morning. You're listening to Radio Woking Breakfast. I'm John Andrews. Hello. Hope you're all right this morning. It's 14 minutes now away from 8 o'clock. So let's talk to Ian Lockett from Westall Menswear in Dorking. Spreading positivity in a shop window. That's what you're trying to do, isn't it, Ian?
It certainly is, John. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we noticed, there's an awful lot of negative headlines, especially online. Obviously, it improves the click-throughs. But what I wanted to do was really talk about what's great about Dorking. There is so much going on. So what we did was we set up the hashtag Dorking Loves, got it out on all our social media, and people have been sending in great things that they love about Dorking. We've been sticking it up in the window.
Oh, fantastic. So what's the reaction been to this so far? Have you had lots of stuff coming in?
It's been fantastic. I mean, we did a little bit about what we loved and put some categories out there, and people have been sort of sending in the ideas. So one of the main things for us is that probably 70% plus in Dorking are independent businesses. So it's a real something that's very different for Dorking from around the other towns, and we can really talk about that. And if you think there are so many independent places, there's some fantastic fashion shops. There's antique shops, there's interiors shops, there's, and these are people that own their businesses, they love their businesses. You go into those shops, you're probably talking to the owner. And if you want something special, they'll get it for you.
You get that service, don't you? You just can't get it if you go to, a chain shop where you've got somebody that's maybe not as interested in the business if they're just working there just to get some wages. So, you put your heart and your soul into what you're doing.
Yeah, it's exactly it, really. And if you look at some of the guys in there, so the Dorking Butchery, those boys are absolutely smashing it. I mean, everyone talks about the Dorking Butchery. There are new businesses opening up in the town. So Caveman Barbecue's only been open a few months, and they're doing a great job. There's a restaurant just right opposite me in West Street opening very soon called The Salt Pig. So that's going to be really exciting. I've met the owner because he's in and out, painting the walls.
Okay.
And that's what's so exciting about it all. And then there are so many other things to do in and around Dorking. So you've got Denby's down the road. There's the cycling because of the Olympic link. So everyone, the amount of cyclists that come through the...
Of course, Box Hill, yes.
That's it, exactly. You want to go up Box Hill, I wouldn't, but...
Not a cyclist yourself, then.
No. But we're in an area of outstanding national beauty. So occasionally I'm found running through the Surrey Hills, but occasionally, to be fair. And then we've got the golf clubs, and we sponsor the rugby club, which is such a family-oriented club. All this kind of stuff. There's so much positive stuff out there. And my customers come in. A lot of my guys, either work locally or they work up in London and come see me at the weekends. And they're always talking. They're so positive about Dorking. We have families moving out, young families moving out to Dorking, out of London, because it's a beautiful place to live.
Yeah, I mean, where we are in Woking, it's kind of near to London. You're accessible to the city, but you're not actually in the city, which
I
think is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly that. And so it's a really nice, particularly with a family, it's a lovely place to sort of move out to. And my guys, my business is premium menswear, so we sell Gant and Hackett and bits like that. And they want something a bit nicer, a nicer product that you can't get anywhere else in Dorking. So, and there's what you have in Dorking is lots of individual shops doing exactly that.
Absolutely. And how long have you been in Dorking yourself as a business?
Just over a year now. We opened December 16.
Oh, really? Okay.
And our first full year, and we just about broke even, which all my business colleagues and customers tell me is a good thing. So for the first year, so we're really happy, and we're quietly confident for this year. We've got lots of new things coming in. So we didn't have suiting before, so we've got a few suits coming in, which is a response to what the customers were telling us. We've got some more colour coming in because, that was a response to customers. And I think I've been able to buy a little bit sharper, a little bit better this season because of getting that customer feedback and having had a year in the business. So
it's like an ongoing thing, isn't it, I suppose? You get the customer feedback and you take it on board, and then you can tailor what you offer.
It is, but it's a six-month cycle. So I bought spring in September last year.
Oh, wow, okay. Head of a game, got to be.
Front, exactly.
Yeah.
And so it can be a bit tricky, but, that's partly my, I've had 30 years in premium retail, so So that's my experience. Mm. Also, the thing, really, if I'm honest with you, it's what I like, along with what my customers are feeding back. So it all feeds in to hopefully get the really good package.
Yes, I mean, I love the fact, though, that you've got so many independent retailers thriving, in Dorking and other places, around Woking and around other areas. And, you hear about this economic downturn and, times are tough, but yet you've got people actually thriving in business, which is really great to see.
Yeah, I was at a British Independent Retailers conference a few months ago, and there was an academic stood up and said last year something like 14,000 businesses, independent businesses, closed down in the country. Mm. And of course, everyone in the room is an independent business owner, and there was a sharp intake of breath. They said, but actually 15,000 opened up. Mm. So it's not as bad as, it always sounds terrible. And of course, there's churn in a high street like ours. It is small. There's going to be people coming to the end of their rent. It's not always that they can't make money out of it. Sometimes there are other reasons they don't want to do it anymore. One guy's retiring very soon. Someone else's rent has finished.
Yes.
But actually, when you look, there are businesses opening up all the time as well.
And, as we were saying before, the negative headlines, they sell newspapers, they get you to click through to news websites. So, it's good to sort of turn it on its head and look at the positives, isn't it?
I think so. And I think, and we'd welcome any more suggestions under the hashtag Dorking Love. Send it through to us.
Mm.
It's great fun, and it's really nice. What I want to do as well is continue to engage with the community, and I think that's where the best independent businesses have really done very well, and it's something that we want to bring into our business.
And social media, I mean, that's got to be such a great resource for a business like yourselves, getting your message out there and getting interaction from people as well. It's just so easy to do that, isn't it?
It is, and you're absolutely right. It's massive. I mean, years ago, when we didn't have that, it was advertising in magazines, and that was much more tricky to do. Now you're so in control of what your output is, and you can connect with people, and people love that. I mean, when you look at the Dorking Butchery, they've always got people sending in photos of their dinner and their lunch to say, look what I made. And I think that's so powerful. It's so much fun. And customers love that, exactly.
I love that, you're sort of looking through, thinking what to have for dinner, and you're scrolling through Facebook or Twitter and seeing people's dinners.
Yeah.
It's like, that's making you hungry. So you're putting in all these sort of people coming to you saying, this is what we love about Dorking, and you're putting it in the window.
Yeah, that's it, exactly, yeah. So we've done a big, it was a sort of link in Valentine's, so it's a big love heart of our pink post-it notes. With a whole load of range of different things, from the museum to pictures of a push bike, right up to through the businesses as well. And of course, there are lots and lots of businesses you don't even see. There are so many little offices. There's so many people work from home.
Mm.
There's so much other stuff going on. So it's nice to celebrate that a bit. And just one other thing: recently, Dorking voted to have a business improvement district. So the bid, which means that we all pay a bit more on our rates, now goes towards promoting the town. And that's a really exciting opportunity this year to get some activity.
Excellent. Well, for us here in Woking, Dorking's not a million miles away. And, I've been there myself. Got to talk about the cockerel on the roundabout. What's that all about? Has anyone said that's what they love about Dorking? Has that come up?
It does come up. The cockerel does come up. Yes, indeed. Especially when it gets yarn bombed by I know who it is and can't say. he's often got a hat or a scarf or something on, which I think is brilliant.
Brilliant. It's just very random, you and Dorking, when you see that. So if people want to get involved with this, just go on social media and use that hashtag.
That's it, yeah, hashtag Dorking Loves. And also our social media is at West Door Menswear, and link that in and send it through, and we will put your post-it note in the window with whatever you love about Dorking.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Ian, thank you so much for talking to us on the programme today. And whereabouts can we find you if you want to pop down and see you in Dorking? Give yourself a bit of a plug.
Yeah, thank you. We're just at the top of West Street, so right in the middle of heart of Dorking, next to Victoria's little bra shop. Just around the corner from Pump Corner, so just right at the top of West Street on the A25.
Wonderful. So we'll look for you when we come into Dorking. Wonderful. Thanks so much, and good luck with the rest of what you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That's Ian Luckett there from Westdale Menswear. Such a great idea, what people are loving about their community being displayed proudly in the shop window.